In the country that created the modern railway, many argue that things have gone badly wrong. Since privatisation in the 1990s, half a dozen different companies are now responsible for trains across the UK. Some of those private companies have been accused of chronic underinvestment and putting shareholders before passengers. The opposition Labour Party says it will bring train services under public control over a five-year period as current contracts expire. The Conservative government has criticised the plans, saying they are ill-conceived and unfunded. But with Labour a long way ahead in the opinion polls, there could be big changes in store for Britain's railways. John Beaver reporting.